On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinners, be crucified, and on the first day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they had told these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who had told this to the apostles. But when they did not believe the women, because of their words seemed to them like nonsense, Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
For those I've not met before, my name's Bridget, and for one final week, I'm the vicar here at the Good Shepherd. Next Sunday is my last Sunday. But that's next week. Does anyone think they know what might be in my rather impressive-looking metal case? What do you reckon? A handgun, thank you. That's great. Pardon? Oh, the budget. Oh, I like that, yeah. Yeah. A puppy. Oh, I wish there was. Scientific equipment. Chocolate eggs. I'll show you. Make sure I've got it the right way. I've got some poker chips. What every self-respecting vicar should have on Easter Day, some poker chips. A couple of months ago, my 19-year-old son taught me how to play the card game poker. If you've never played it before, the aim of the game is to assemble five cards in your hand, and that your five cards should be worth more than anybody else's cards. And during the game, players use their poker chips to bet on who they think is going to win, and that involves a little bit of luck, quite a bit of skill, and a lot of bluffing and acting to pretend that you have better cards than you really do. In our family, we don't play for money. That's not what we do. We play for glory and the ability to brag if you have beaten your spouse or your sibling, obviously, which is far more valuable. Now, I have to say, ordinarily, I am not very good at board games or card games, so I was quite impressed at my poker ability. I was doing well. I was beginning to amass a good pile of chips, which is the equivalent of Monopoly money that you've got, and I thought I would get a little more daring. So it got to the point where we were nearing the end of the game. I had lots of chips. I had a couple of good cards in my hand. And I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go all in. I am going to bet everything that I have on the final card. So the stakes were high. My son was the dealer. He turned the final card over. One by one, those of us who were left in the game put our cards on the table. And as my son put his cards on the table, I could see that, oh no, his cards were better than mine. And just like that, my pile of chips, all that stuff that it was worth, I had lost it in a moment. I wonder if you have ever lost anything. And if you have, I wonder how it felt. As we go through life, we will all experience all sorts of different losses. And I'm not just talking about losing at games. On Good Friday, we remembered the story of Jesus' crucifixion. God decided to go all in because of his love for us. He put everything that he had on the cross in the person of Jesus, and he lost it all. As Jesus took his last breath and died, it appeared that evil had won. that violence and injustice had won, that sorrow and death had won. The stakes were high, and God lost it all for love. But that was not the end of the story. That is not the end of the story. Today we're here to remember and celebrate the story of Jesus' resurrection. For the sake of love, God went all in and staked it all on the cross. And the love of God was stronger than the evil that put Jesus there. The love of God was stronger than the violence and injustice and oppression that put Jesus there. The love of God was stronger than sorrow and even death. The love of God raised Jesus from the dead. And as Jesus was raised, that loss became a win. Because in this story, in our story, love wins. Love wins. Love wins. No matter what is happening in our world right now, no matter what is happening in our lives right now, no matter what is happening in the life of the church right now, the resurrection is the promise and the assurance that in the face of evil, love wins. And being a Christian means going all in for God, staking our lives on Him, trusting that God's love is like the royal flush, the winning hand. There is no higher hand than God's love. That offers me enormous hope, that promise. Love wins. So do not fold in the face of evil. We can stake it all on God. Love of God wins.